I'm Britt Bowen, voice of Auburn women's basketball and Auburn softball. You're listening to Sports Call on Tiger 95.9.
Welcome back into the program. It is a new live edition of Sports Call. Tiger 95.9 AM 620 WTRP in LaGrange. JJ, Tom, Ryan, and Brooks hanging out inside our studios here on South College Street. Birthday week for Auburn's first and Auburn's favorite sports talk show. And we're having a blast here on the airwaves. What we want to do right now is go to our phone lines and bring on one of the first hosts of this very program, also one of our very good friends, the current voice of the Auburn Tigers, none other than Mr. Andy Burcham, joining us on the program. Greetings, Andy.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Hope you're doing well on this beautiful Wednesday in Auburn.
Same to you, my friend. So we got to go back down memory lane for a lot of today's conversation with you, Andy, because 25 years ago, we appreciated the birthday message that a lot of folks got to watch on social media over the weekend. But this past Saturday, 25 years ago, Sports Call goes on the air for the first time. How crazy is that for you to kind of think about, Andy?
Yeah, that's hard to believe that it's been a quarter century since the show began, and in my time there at Tiger Communications. There are a lot of things that have happened professionally and personally in the 25 years since. So, there's a lot to go, but it was a great time to be a part of that show. And it doesn't start without Bill Cameron. He was always the heart and soul of the show while I was doing it.
Sure.
With Jasher, and Chad Scott was on with us for a while. Barry McKnight did some work on that as well. And then I left in 2004 and took over a morning show. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time doing it and growing that, and you guys continue to do that to this very day.
What are some of your first memories for getting that show off the ground and the conversations that you had, Andy, with Bill about what you wanted Sports Call to be?
Well, Bill had done it for a while.
Sure.
You know, Bill did it with the late Jim Fife in Montgomery. So Bill had experience in doing a sports talk show. So that was good news for me. I mean, I had an idea. I grew up in near St. Louis listening to Sports Open Line in St. Louis back in the 70s. So I had an idea of what it sounded like. I didn't have an idea of the work that went into it on a daily basis. And we did the show on a lot of locations. There were some weeks that we were on the road every day with the show. So there was a great deal of just production work and getting equipment set up. And thankfully, the equipment has improved a great deal since those days back in 25 years ago. So those are the things that come to mind. Our callers were terrific. Many of the callers you guys still have on to this very day. And we got to be friends with a lot of these folks. But it was fun. It was fun to do. I was doing women's basketball at the time, baseball, and was on the football broadcast. So my perspective was probably a little bit different than Bill's was, because I was a little bit closer to these programs. Bill
Sure.
probably could sit back and take a more objective view than I did. I'll admit that. But it was a lot of fun to do, and I certainly appreciated the time that I had to work with Bill and Jasher and Chad and Barry and all those folks.
Andy, all those days on the road, of course, we kind of know that well during football season. We'll go out on remote a lot. But did you have your favorite kind of spot, like remote spot, where you knew you were going to do a show here often and they had like a great setup for you? Or conversely, was there a place that was just kind of a buzzkill to have to go to week in, week out, that sort of thing?
We appreciated all the folks that invited us out. Probably my favorites were the restaurants. Because we got, and that shouldn't surprise anyone, but we got to sample the food,
Amen.
And we got a free meal out of that. So that was always fun. Any of the places that were regulars for us, you know, where we knew exactly what the setup was going to be like. We knew the personnel that worked there. Those were always fun to do. Those, you know, that gave me a little sense of comfort when we went to a place that we were at, you know, time and time again. So. That was fun. I mean, a couple kind of stand out to me. In my time doing Sports Call, we only did one show at the old War Eagle Supper Club. Oh. And we did it before the club even opened that day. There was no one else in the building. It was the only time I ever went to the War Eagle Supper Club, ever, was that show that we did from 4 until 6 during a football season. I don't recall. Maybe it was a Georgia week or something like that. So that was a little surreal. And then I'll never forget the show that we did at Winn-Dixie the day that it was announced that Terry Bowden had resigned, on that Thursday or Friday that it was announced. And remember just the whirlwind of that show. And knowing then that the next day, instead of interviewing Terry Bowden, I'd be interviewing Brother Oliver, who was the interim coach for the rest of that season. So those are a couple that kind of come to mind, but just surreal of being at the Supper Club before it opened on that day. I think it was a Thursday, and then the day that it was announced and the rumors started circulating about Terry Bowden stepping down, and I think by the end of the show we knew that that was a certainty. And boy, that was a crazy, crazy time to be hosting a talk show in Auburn, to be sure.
Well, Andy, obviously this show was called Sports Call. And so we've had a lot of callers, and of course, you know, all of my years here doing the show, we've had our regular callers with Shadow and retired War Damn Steve and Keith and all these. If you could, thinking back in your times first starting this show, who were some of the regular callers? Did y'all have any controversial guys, or what do you remember about the callers from back in the inception of the show?
Yeah, I don't recall the names because it's been a while since I stepped away. 2004. Was the last time that I hosted it. I think there's still some of the callers from those days that you guys still get a question from time to time.
Sure.
There was a guy in Auburn that did not like me very much. I'll be honest, you'd have to ask him. But he really got under my skin, and it bothered me. I think if I were a little older and wiser, I would have probably let it roll off my back a little bit more. But at that time, I didn't. That's probably one of my biggest regrets, is I took some of those calls a little too personal from time to time. But, you know, Jasher Cox's father was a regular on the show and was always good. We had calls from Notasoga and Lochipoca and Opelika. We had a lot from Auburn that were on the show. Tex was a regular on the show down in Baton Rouge. Rob in Memphis was right. Another guy that was a regular on our show. So, you know, listen, it was great to have those calls because, you know what it's like in the summer months. Now, this summer is a lot, it's, you know, throw this one out. This is an outlier, hopefully.
Sure.
But those summer months, you can get a little, you know, you're just waiting for the start of media days, or you're waiting for the start of football practice to have a lot of things to talk about. There wasn't a lot of news. So that was always my biggest concern, is how we would get through the summer months with very little local material to talk about. One of the things that we were able to do that I remember is that we had an assistant coach on every week, and they were on for a full hour with us, as I recall. And that was great to have those guys joining us and to get to know them a little bit better. But you know, summer was tough. Summer was tough, and Bill's vacation days were the toughest for me, because you prayed that you were going to get calls. Otherwise, it was a lot of conversation. And it typically, it was Jasher and I at that point on the show. So Jasher, of course, who's now an athletic director up at Lincoln Memorial, up in Tennessee, got his start there at Tiger Communications. And so I just called him about 2-3 weeks ago just to check on him and see how he's doing. I'm so proud of the work that he is doing and what he has done with his career. So those are some of my moments. Those are some of my memories of Sports Call.
We certainly did appreciate Jasher giving us a birthday shout-out and a birthday video as well. And a lot of people's favorite part, mine included, Andy, was Jasher remembered the phone number right away to get you through to the show. And, I mean, just to think about that is awesome.
I don't remember that. I'll be truthful.
You wanted to get that out there before I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Andy, when you're thinking back to 95, the show goes on the air, and you're with the program until 2004. Who are some of the biggest athletes that you're kind of thinking of that you were talking about at that time around Auburn and around the area that maybe folks might not remember?
Well, I mean, you know, through the 2000, I guess it would have been the 2003, I mean, Ronnie Brown, who's a member of our crew now, Jason Campbell, a member of our crew now. Of course, those guys were juniors in that 2003 season, that last season that I was doing the show. Tim Hudson was also a huge asset for Auburn, the 97 baseball team at Auburn. I mean, it was fun to cover Tim Hudson. He's one of my all-time favorite Auburn athletes to cover. The SEC championship team back in 99 and Chris Porter and that team that Cliff Ellis put on the floor. Joe Champy had some really good teams with women's basketball through that time. It started, you know, in 96, 97, and a run to the SEC tournament championship in 97. And then I turned right around, and after that season ended, caught the wave that the baseball team had going to Omaha. So that was a fun year. That 97 year was a fun year to be a part of Auburn athletics. Tommy Tuberville coming in as Auburn's head football coach, and the ups and downs and the six straight wins against Alabama in his tenure come to my mind. Rudy Johnson, watching him run that one magical season for Auburn. So those are just a couple of the names. And this may be obscure to some folks, but during my time during Sports Call, I was the first radio guy for Auburn soccer. The tape delay stuff that had kind of fallen apart that I was doing with Stan White, and then Stan, of course, went to the radio side, and Cole Kubelik and I did a bunch of games together before Cole moved on and now is doing just such terrific work. And they needed someone to start soccer. And, guys, I didn't know a thing about soccer. I mean, you can look at me and know that I'm not a soccer player, never was. And I told him, I said, I'd love to do it, but I'll call it like I call a basketball game. Where is the ball? And that's how I described it. And fortunately for me, I was part of a soccer program that really established itself at that time and won an SEC championship. So I will always thank Karen Hoppe for allowing me to do that, and then until just a couple years ago, until I took over as the voice for the late Rod Bramblett, I was doing a lot of those games on SEC Network Plus with Mac Matthews. So there were some great Auburn athletes that I got to cover during my time on Sports Call, and I will forever appreciate that.
Well, Andy, you're talking about the individual athletes, and this got me thinking about it. JJ's handed me a list earlier today, and I had to put together a top 25 of games.
Yeah, I haven't started on mine yet.
So just your thoughts from your time when you were on Sports Call. I know there's a big difference between on Sports Call and then your Auburn broadcasting, but your time on Sports Call, can you think of a game that maybe just set the show off, good, bad, or otherwise? I would think that 03 Southern Cal game would be a really bad one because of the expectations.
Mondays after a loss.
Yeah.
You knew you wouldn't have any trouble getting calls that day. There were going to be plenty of calls on a Monday after a loss, and especially a Monday after a loss to Alabama. You were going to be inundated with calls, and my guess is it's the same for you guys now. After that. I remember the loss to USC. I remember the loss a week later to Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah. Auburn didn't score a touchdown until the third game of that season.
Correct.
Man.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
With the expectation, preseason number one, Sporting News.
Yeah, considering the talent that it had on that team.
Yeah.
I can remember there were, you know what, that was in the heyday of Auburn-Alabama baseball rivalry. I mean, you talk about teams that really disliked each other. And both teams were really, really good during those times. And there were some pretty heated times, as I recall, debating Auburn baseball during the Hal Baird years. As successful as he was, and then turning it over to Steve Renfro after his career was over. And I remember, you know, there were some folks that were pretty upset that Steve was the guy and not someone like a Sammy Dunn, who was just, you know, just went into the Alabama, or is going into the American Baseball Hall of Fame with Hal Baird, as a matter of fact, coming up. So those were the, yeah, those were days that, and for me, it was, you know, I was probably, I was a little bit closer to those programs. And so I think I offered a little bit of a different perspective than Bill did on the show. And then maybe that's one of the reasons that it worked so well is, you know, we weren't lockstep with each other all the time. Many times we were, but sometimes, and it never got heated between Bill and I don't remember if it did, but we didn't always agree with each other or the callers that called in on the show. But I will say this, and I'll confess this to you and our listening audience now. There were some times that I let things get to me a little bit too much on that show and should have maybe tried to have a little more fun with some of the callers. I would hope that given a second chance to do that, I would be better at doing that now than I was back in through 2004.
Well, listen, Andy, your seat in the studio is always open, and you're more than willing to come by and hang out with us anytime you want to.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Good, and we certainly do hope, Andy, that we've got some football games on the horizon soon, the start of the athletic year and that sort of thing. Plenty of things for us to discuss at a later date. But, Andy, once again, we just really do appreciate you taking time to be a part of this celebration. Man, Sports Call on the air for 25 years.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I did today. I was working on spotting boards today, working on the Auburn side of the spotting boards with the new rosters that came out. You can update numbers and weights and speculate who's going to be here and who's going to be there and that kind of thing. The next thing is, you know, when do we find out who Auburn's first opponent will be on the 26th of September? And then, of course, we need to find out, you know, how many fans will be in the stands. So still a lot of question marks for this upcoming season, but I'm certainly looking forward to it. Looking to be back another year on Tiger Communications with the Auburn Sports Network.
Do appreciate the time, Andy. Follow him on Twitter at abertram04 and check out Auburn Sports Network stuff as well at AU Sports Network on Twitter. Andy, we certainly do appreciate it. We love you, my friend, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day. War Eagle.